Had you been asked to franchise?
Countless times.
Eskimo Joe's.
Countless times. People want to license it. People want to franchise it. And we've just always turned it down. Just having grown it from next to nothing, less than 900 square feet originally. Today, there's over 28,000 square feet under roof over there. You know, it's just kind of hard to think about really putting that name on something that I'm at least not hands-on running. And really, you know, I'm just kind of reluctant to even do it again. You know, there's a lot of people that have made countless units, and there's obviously all kinds of chains out there that have been wildly successful. My deal's never been about making the most money or cashing out with the most money. It's really been about being unique and being special to our customers and to our team members. You know, we've just had so much fun doing it, I'm pretty happy. So the goal isn't really to just blow it out and make it as big as it might could be.
So then the day that Steve says, let's go start a bar, to the day that this fall you'll be inducted in the Oklahoma Hall of Fame.
Wow. I have to say that's the most humbling thing that's come down the pike yet. I was really surprised when I got that call, and obviously excited and proud and appreciative, mostly humbled. Wow, when I look at the people that have gone before me into that, it's a great company, and it's just very humbling, and I'm very excited about it. Look forward to it. I'm very pleased. My mother will be there and get to see that because I know that's going to be meaningful to her. But it's very exciting. It's to the credit of all these people that have been a part of this team for all these years. It's Eskimo Joe's and the reach and the awareness, the popularity, obviously, that's even got me in consideration for that. And again, I have to credit the people that make that happen every single day that have created enough good feeling and enough hearts and minds that we would even be under consideration for such an honor.
Not everybody comes along with the skill set to match their vision and to be a success. A lot of people wake up, they go to school, they go to OSU, they don't know what they want to be. They graduate from OSU, they still don't know what they want to be. And eventually they find a job that maybe they're good at, and that's life. How blessed you are to find what you wanted to do and you had the passion and the skill to go with it.
Well, it is a blessing. Again, I always look back to my parents. Gosh, had my dad not taken the time and the interest and been so passionate, is the right word, in explaining to me why he was doing what he was doing and why it was so important to him and why he spent so much time doing it. This is just a phenomenal mentor. So at age 22, having been around his friends, his peers, and he shared with me what all that really meant, you know, what looked like just a whole lot of fun, and it was, but how important it all was. I actually was probably pretty mature when it came to how important people were. So I think I just had a great opportunity there. I didn't know I wanted to do the bar business, but in hindsight, it made perfect sense. I actually had entertained a lot even in high school. You know, once we had that pool table, man, I wanted everybody to come to our place, and I wanted to play pool and just engage friends that way. So it was pretty natural, but it absolutely is a blessing. It was a fluke. It was a wild hair, whatever you want to call it. I wasn't pursuing that on that Sunday afternoon. I was relaxing on the couch. So it did kind of fall into my lap in that respect. So that absolutely was just pure luck, pure luck.